DW.
That buzzing sound you can hear could well be the future of farming. This drone is about the size of a shoebox and has six spinning propellers keeping it steady, like a mini helicopter. Unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, such as this one, can fly hundreds of feet up in the air, and if fitted with a camera, take photos from the sky. Over the last decade, they've become increasingly used in British agriculture, such as by farmer and local politician Colin Rayner.
I'm a farmer from Windsor in Berkshire. We came to this farm in 1541, and we farm 2,500 acres in the Thames Valley, wheat, barley, oilseed rape and grain maize, a variety of crops, and we have some animals as well.
Colin got the drone after advice from a farming friend. He then decided to employ his neighbour as the drone operator, and it's proved handy for spotting holes in fences and trespassers on his land. But he mainly uses the drone to map his farm, taking photos from the sky, which a computer program then analyses.
We then got a computer program called Drone Deploy, which then could identify when the crop was under stress, which meant that we could then send an agronomist in to find out why it was under stress, which meant that we then identified diseases and pests and fungus and also weeds in the crop a lot earlier stage, which meant that we could use less chemicals because we were getting the problem two or three weeks before we had done in the past.
So in the long run, drones could make farmers like Colin more money. He can spend less on chemicals and ensure more of his yield survives threats such as diseases and pests. In fact, PricewaterhouseCoopers estimates that drones will add £42 billion to the British GDP by 2030, and agriculture will be one of the main beneficiaries. It's also significant for the environment, as using fewer chemicals is better for the soil and better for insects like honeybees. But what about using drones to actually spray the crops? British agricultural drone companies are beginning to create UAVs that can do this. Here's Jack Wrangham from Drone AG. They make drones and software for farmers.
Because we're moving towards much more targeted use of spraying chemicals, it won't be long before the days have gone of a tractor driving over a whole field, spraying off the whole field and that kind of thing. And we'll be looking at how we can target where these chemicals are sprayed a lot more accurately. In order to produce the amounts of food we need to produce now, let alone going forward with the way the world population is going, we need pesticides and chemicals because they help us make sure we have a very, very healthy crop and therefore a very, very good yield. So we do need them, but we don't need to put them everywhere. So by being able to control where we can put them, it is a massive benefit.
What Jack is talking about here is using drones for precision farming. The idea is that as well as being better for the environment, this will improve crop yields. And this could be vital over the coming decades. The UN predicts the global population will rise to nearly 10 billion by 2050. So some predict global food production will have to rise by a half. However, there is a major obstacle to farming drones in the UK.
And at the moment, that is not legal. So we cannot spray pesticides from a drone in the UK. There's about, I think the stats are like 25,000 drone spraying systems operating in China as we speak. They're very, very popular over there because they can access areas that are difficult for larger tractors to access, like steep slopes, terraced crops, rice crops and things like that. They're very, very popular. So they've been going over there for a few years now. Japan are another big user. They've been operating in Switzerland for a couple of years now. I think Germany is starting to do that. So as the UK, we are a little bit behind on using pesticides in a drone sprayer.
In fact, one Chinese drone company, XAG, has made a crop spraying drone that was used by over 700,000 Chinese farmers in a 12-month period. One big advantage is they can spray fields where tractors can't go, and they've been used in countries like the US, El Salvador and South Africa. Yet legislation means farmers in the UK can only really use their drones to scan their crops. And this might explain why you don't see them everywhere in Britain. Jack Wrangham explains why farmers haven't taken to mapping drones.
For a while, we used to think that, the more data, the better. But the problem is we need to know how to use that data, how to understand it and where it can actually benefit us. So I think there's been a lot of hype over the last few years about all this big data. And it's actually it's been very difficult to grasp. So we found that a lot of Farmers especially are getting confused, not understanding how they can use this data, and it's been a bit too much and kind of a put off.
Firms like Jags do offer training to help farmers understand the data. However, this costs hundreds of pounds, while getting a drone and a license costs thousands of pounds in the first place. Hiring a drone operator isn't any cheaper either. Tim Breitmeyer is a farmer and the president of the Country Landowners and Business Association, a group that represents farmers.
For many farmers, there's a cost barrier at the moment. I think there is a sort of innate distrust of whether it's actually worth it at the moment. There are other technologies out there at the moment which actually do it in real time, because the equipment is attached to the top of the cab of the tractor. And we personally use that technology at the moment on my own farm, and I am not entirely convinced of the benefit over and above what we're currently doing, because it's not real time.
So it seems that for many, agricultural drones are too expensive. In the future, farmers like Jack and Colin are hopeful regulations will be relaxed. However, there are concerns beyond just value for money. The British government recently made it illegal to fly a drone above 400 feet or within 5 kilometres of an airport. This was a response to hundreds of flights being grounded at Gatwick Airport because of a reported drone sighting.
Harper Adams, who are doing a lot of work with drones, the Agricultural College up in Staffordshire, they have had significant discussions with the RAF, for instance, about the dangers of low flying and with the Civil Aviation Authority. And the fact of the matter is, it is very, very difficult to spot a drone when it's airborne. And so, yes, is the answer. I think it's definitely needed the licensing, because we've already seen irresponsible use of them in Gatwick's caused chaos. And I think that will only increase.
Tim also says that drones scare his horses, which could be dangerous if someone was riding and a drone flew overhead. Meanwhile, there are wider ethical concerns surrounding drones and privacy. Here's David Rose, a geography lecturer at the University of East Anglia.
You can quite easily see that there are a lot of potential, for example, privacy issues with the use of drones. So there are a lot of people, for example, that live close to farmland. So if your house happens to be on the edge of a field and a farm is regularly putting a drone up, capturing live images of essentially your back garden or your home, you might be thinking, well, actually, I don't want to be under surveillance all the time. I spoke to a farmer who felt that he was being subjected to a surveillance state on the farm he was working on, and he actually left because he found that a farm manager had put a drone up and was actually using it to monitor how good his work was, how straight he was ploughing, etc. And he felt like he was under surveillance and he left.
So farming drones could well help farmers use less pesticides, which will be good for the environment. And it could help them make more food too. The technology is there that allows drones to be set on a flight path and spray pesticides as they go, with no human actually controlling them. However, in Britain, attitudes and laws mean it will probably be at least a few years until farming drones are allowed to do this type of work. Perhaps never. Felix Thompson, DW, London.
DW.